You did your own thing with home because you realised that you'd only seen about a tenth of what had been made over the years? Or were you just maybe tired of being told what to do by the big record?
No, they never told me what to do because I had kind of pretty much artistic control from the beginning of my career. That wasn't the issue. The issue for me was really the ownership of the masters, because I'd paid for the costs of making the recordings, and then still, in my mind, inexplicably, they claim to own the master recordings. Now, in the case of artists, your copyright runs out after 50 years, but the ownership of the masters never runs out. So the record company theoretically could be making money from those recordings in 200 years' time, whereas my estate or my family in the future will be making the tiny percentage, even though I paid for the making of it. And I find that completely wrong. And I wish that particularly actually radio stations and anybody that's involved in the music apart from the companies would put a lot more pressure on them and would have the frankness and honesty to tell a young artist coming into the business that, hey, you're going to get screwed.
Right. Starting back in 1985 with your first hit, Holding Back the Years, you've sold, 45 million albums worldwide. Is there any animosity between you and your old label?
Yeah, a lot.
Do you see them just taking the bulk of the profits, basically, and leaving people out to dry sometimes? I mean, if you're a new artist and you do two albums and they aren't good, they dump you right away?
Well, it's really, I'm making a deal about this now because of the music of the future, not so much of what I'm doing. I've set up my own business, I'm doing okay. But it's really, the fact that I'd have to look into someone's face and they're telling me, I'm just starting out, I've got my new album coming out, my very first album, and all I'm thinking of is in the back of my mind, well, unless you sell about 3 million copies, you're not going to make any money at all out of this, and you may well end up in debt.
Right.
And it's this kind of issue, and as we come to this moment in time now where they're threatening to prosecute kids for downloading stuff off the internet, I would turn to you and I'd want you to say to them, well, how come you've been screwing artists for the last 20 odd years and you've suddenly decided that they're the ones that are responsible for it? They're the ones that need to put their houses in order.
True.
And they need to, in my opinion, develop a leasing system, because after all, a record company advance is only a loan.
Yeah.
The way the print media would have it, when they talk about new upcoming bands, they've just signed £1 million record advance deal, and kids out there will think, God, they're a millionaire. They're not.
Yeah.
It's a loan. You got to pay it back, baby, plus interest. And then when you've paid it back, they still own it.
I see on your own website, you've got Ocean Is It available for download. Are people downloading from that site?
I've absolutely no idea. It's not my world. My management I deal with all that stuff. I'm about as computer literate as a sea lion.
Right.
So you can forget about that with me. But it is an issue, although I must say we made sure that we kept a healthy relationship with the record stores, because I like going into record stores. Retailers, would be in serious trouble if everybody just started buying stuff off the internet. And I like record stores. I like going in there, looking around, browsing around, seeing what new things that they've got. I'd hate to see record stores struggle because of everyone just suddenly going internet crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's a big mistake.
Now, the BPI has been very proactive about piracy, as you said. It threatens the £5 billion UK record industry, and it's 126,000 jobs. Obviously, you've thought a lot about this yourself. You don't want to cut people out of the loop yourself with simplyred.com.
Well, what I'm talking about is a leasing system where, if they give you a loan to pay for the cost of making the record and all the marketing, once you've paid that back, you therefore own the recording, don't you? I mean, if you've paid for it, you should own it, And currently what happens is you pay it back plus interest and then they still own it. Well, that's clearly absurd. And it's got to stop, because the thing is, if the artist, if the artist didn't do very well with that company, and they said, right, okay, it's not worked out, we'll take our recordings with us and see if some other company wants to do a deal with us, then maybe somebody else, another company, might see, well, look, your image was all wrong. We need to remarket you. The music's great. We remarket you.